Time to talk some baseball with John Morosi, insider MLB Network at Fox Sports. I feel like I should just call him Morosi because, well, see if you can, this guy, I found this guy wandering the hallways. He wanted to say hello, so see if you recognize the voice.
Morosi, how are your Michigan football team doing?
Okay, well, yes, Mr. McCowan, like to refer to me by my last name only, and with that certain disdain regarding the local college football team here in the great state of Michigan.
It's not a tape, idiot. I'm here.
You are?
6:32 wow, in the morning, and I'm here. What a maroon I am.
What are you doing?
What are you doing up at 6:30 on this cockamamie show? You'll do anything,
wow,
won't you?
Wow, Bob. That's pretty remarkable. I am up early because I have some parental responsibilities in the 7 o'clock hour. I've got to get my kids off to school.
Oh yeah,
and do the dad thing. So that's why I'm here early. So when was the last time you were on the air in this hour of the day?
Well, never. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when I did the morning show on this stupid radio station, is probably the last time I was in here.
What's the occasion, please?
There's no real occasion. I had nothing to do, and I heard you were going to be on, and so I came down.
I think that he didn't realize what time of year it was. He got up to play golf, realized it was too cold, and had nowhere to go.
I'll tell you though, traffic is good at this time of day.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I may start coming in at 5:30 every day. Yeah.
Well, the Tim Hortons a block or two away is open at 4:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock. So it's there. It's ready to roll for you.
Yeah, that's okay. But I brought wine.
He did. He's not well just done. Saying that.
I know, and it's his own wine, and it's excellent. So that's I've had it before. It's very good.
Why don't you go and talk to him about baseball a little
All
bit?
All right, let's do that. Thanks for.
We're not going to go anywhere.
You know what?
He's going to say something stupid.
It was great, and we'll catch up soon about my annual. I have to study up on my World Junior talk so I can have some good barbs to go back and forth with you. All right.
Oh God, I'm not leaving. I'm going to sit here and listen to what stuff you have to say.
You know, the amazing thing is Bob isn't actually here. We anticipated what you were going to say, and we got him to record all of that. Remarkable through the magic of radio in 2017 that these things are possible.
Morosi isn't sure at all whether I'm here or not.
Yeah. Actually, that's.
I am totally flummoxed by this. This is I'm often slow witted. I'm even more slow witted at 6:30 in the morning, and so I'm still a little stupefied here about what to say.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. That's not Bob. That's Rob Wong doing an incredible impression.
Yeah, this is not a recording. This is not a dream.
That was really good, Rob. What? I got to tell you, that's as good as I've ever heard of anybody doing an impression of anybody here. Try it again, Rob. I want to see if it works.
Go Bucks.
That's unbelievable. Did you hear that? It's fantastic. All right, so let's talk some baseball.
You guys are pretty good. This is pretty good.
Compose yourself now. We're going to talk some baseball.
All right.
Dee Gordon is not coming to Toronto to be a second baseman. In fact, he's not going anywhere to be a second baseman. He was traded yesterday to be an outfielder, and I wonder, does this open up the floodgates? Are they now telling Stanton, well, if you're not going to go, just like we told you before, assets are going to go flying, and should some team be calling the Marlins today going, that Yelich guy, I think we like him.
Well, a couple things. I do think that all along, the Stanton trade was not going to be the only one they would make. There was a belief that certainly he was probably going to be the first. Obviously, that's not the case any longer because Dee Gordon is a Mariner to play center field. I think that Stanton has known all along what the circumstances are going to be. The issue is, I think for them, is to try to figure out exactly where he wants to go. Now, Ken Rosenthal reported in the last 24 hours that the list of teams he wants to go to is very narrow indeed. Dodgers, Yankees, Cubs, Astros, it's a pretty short list. It obviously does not include the two teams that he has been most closely linked to, the Cardinals and the Giants. So I think there's a lot there about maybe some brinksmanship going on where Stanton is waiting for one of his preferred teams to emerge, and it becomes increasingly likely that the Cardinals and the Giants are not one of those preferred teams.
John, what does this mean for guys like Christian Yelich and Marcell Ozuna? You know, they have been kind of thrown out there in the trade rumors as well. Doesn't look like the Marlins got, you know, the best prospects from the Mariners system. What does this mean for both Yelich and Ozuna potentially if they're about to be dealt this offseason as well?
Rob, I mean, to me, what I think is happening there is the Marlins for a long time have tried to focus the attention on Stanton. They wanted to deal him first and then move on to either Yelich or Ozuna. The longer this thing goes on with Stanton, and here we are, the winter meetings begin Monday, and the whole industry is going to gather in Orlando really Sunday. So that's when I think a lot of your meaningful work is going to occur as an industry. And if you can't trade Stanton by then, if you can't find a way to involve the teams that he really wants to go to by then, you may have to go to Plan B, which would involve moving one of those guys, as we just talked about, Yelich or Ozuna, in the next 48 hours or try to do it during the winter meetings. Fortunately for them, while this is not their preference, you could make a good deal involving one of those two players because you've got really some of the same teams, including the Giants, including the Cardinals, who are really in the mix and need an outfielder, and even we could even certainly add the Jays to that list. And in the case of Yelich and Ozuna, there is not a no-trade clause to worry about. The salary numbers are much more manageable. So I think for all those reasons, you could have a much easier time moving those players. The issue is, though, Rob, and I would tell you this, that the reason why the Marlins have a great need to trade Stanton now is because of the money. They're trying to save that amount of money. The whole world knows that. And so while they could get prospects back for Yelich and Ozuna, they can't get the savings back that they need. And that is the concerning part here, and that is what I think is probably keeping Derek Jeter and his group and Mike Hill, who runs the baseball operations, up a little bit right now, because they need to find a way to save that money to get their business house back in order. And that is obviously not imminent, and there's no promise right now that it's even going to happen.
Morosi, I don't think I'm ready to get to let the Dodgers off the hook here. I think they still have a card to play. I think they would be willing to trade Puig. Do you think the Marlins would be interested in the kind of deal that would acquire Yasiel Puig?
I do. They would be. I think that is a deal that would make sense to them. I think that it's a natural one. But again, as Ken Rosenthal pointed out this week here as well, for that deal to be workable for the Dodgers, they may need to save more money by trading back the likes of an Adrian Gonzalez or a Scott Kazmir, Brandon McCarthy, because the Dodgers' concern is chiefly in this whole Stanton conversation where they are at with their luxury tax threshold. That is the issue, and that's probably the one big barrier why a Stanton deal has not yet happened to Los Angeles is the luxury tax problem. They don't want to have to pay basically what amounts to a 50% tax on top of a 45% tax, I think it is, for going over to the $237 million range or above, which is what getting Stanton right now would put them in position to do.
Well, I'll buy that. But it precludes the possibility of the Dodgers dealing with a third party on relieving themselves of other high-profile or high-costing players and achieving the same objective you're talking about. They don't have to do all of that in one swell swoop. They don't have to do that in a Stanton deal involving Puig. They can do that with some other team, correct?
Yes, they could. And that's a good point. Although the Dodgers right now, for them, Stanton is such a unique luxury item, if you will. I mean, his presence there is more of a bonus. They don't necessarily need to chase down an outfielder of this of this caliber. I think the fact that he will agree to a trade to Los Angeles, he's from there, he wants to play there. I think all of those reasons are almost forcing them to consider something that they may not be already thinking about. The other thing that I want to point out about the Dodgers is that they have got to keep in mind the possibility that this is Clayton Kershaw's last year with them. He has an opt-out in his contract after 2018. There are some who know Clayton who believe that he would really welcome the possibility of opting out and moving back home to Texas to play, either for the Rangers, more than likely the Rangers because he's from the Dallas area, that would really be what he wants to do after this season. Not necessarily that he's unhappy in L.A., but just that he wants to go home. So they have to keep some level of funds available to make some big decisions on the pitching front. And you wonder if there's already been a conversation between them and Kershaw about, I may consider using that opt-out. And so this, to me, this is a decision the Dodgers may make predicated in part on what they think Kershaw is going to do. And in fact, if he wants to go back home, and if he knows that, then you might as well invest that $25 million plus a year, $30 million or so, in another superstar player to help carry you forward. And that guy may well be Giancarlo Stanton.
Talking baseball with John Morosi, I want to go back to Christian Yelich and the possibility the Blue Jays may be in the market. And I know that there's untouchables in his organization. You mentioned the name Bo Bichette, and everyone's going, he's never going anywhere. I mean, between him and Vladdy, those two guys, no trade, no way, no how. And I ask you, if the Blue Jays were to talk to the Marlins and that name would come up, and Christian Yelich is a player that you covet, I wonder why you don't think that your hopes and dreams are that someday Bichette would be as good as Yelich, and Yelich can deliver that right now and has a contract that you could bring in that looks good to you for a while. Why that wouldn't be a possibility, why it would be a total negative to go off of that possible.
That's a great point, Elliot. And to me, if that deal were offered, I mean, I'll preface it by saying I'm a big Yelich fan. I think he's got a chance to win a batting title one day. He was batting third for Team USA at the World Baseball Classic for a reason. He's a really, really good hitter, very good defender. He can play really all around the outfield. Yelich as a lefty bat as well is exactly what the Blue Jays need. So to me, if that deal was proposed, Yelich for Bo Bichette straight up, and if I'm the Blue Jays, I have to think about that. As much as I would certainly be concerned about giving up a prospect of Bichette's caliber or Vlad Jr.'s caliber, if it's Yelich, he is too perfect for what they need. They value defense. They value the lefty bat and the balance he would bring. They value the multiple years of control he would bring. That is a trade. I'd have to really think about that a little bit more, but sitting here at a little past 6:30 in the morning on a Friday, Yelich for Bo Bichette sounds like a pretty reasonable trade.
All right, Morosi, great talking with you. Get the kids up, get breakfast ready, and one last Rob Wong impression of Bob McCown.
Yeah, nice work, Morosi.
You are something else, guys.
You aren't the least bit sure if I'm here or not, are you?
I'm not even sure.
I am pretty sure that you're there. I'm pretty sure that you're there. I'm gonna say yes. I am sure that you're there.
Well, I suspect you'll be changing more than just your kids' diapers after this conversation. Goodbye.
Take care.